Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God is stepping into your life. That He is right there with you, walking with you, holding you closely. I know you've been a part of your life sometimes that everything didn't go exactly the way you thought it was going to go. That you didn't handle every situation the right way. That you may have said some things that you regret. But I'm here to tell you right now, God's stepping into your life right now. He's going to do something different in your life right now. He's going to be able to show you that no matter what you go through, you're going to get through it. We're going to start handling things the way we need to handle them. This week's title episode is No More Flipping Out. I need you to text it. I need you to post it. I need you to tell somebody today, we ain't flipping out anymore. No more flipping out. We're not doing the same thing that we used to do, because what we used to do used to get us in trouble. I'm already starting with this, y'all. I'm already excited to jump into this. But I want you to understand a couple of things before we get into the Word and before we're able to get into some teaching and some preaching. Is we're not flipping out anymore. We're not doing the same things that used to get us in trouble. We've changed some things. We've grown up a little bit. We've understood some things. We went through a period of fasting. We went through a period of studying. We went through a period of getting to know God better. And here I'm here to tell you right now, God wants to do something new in your life. I know it may seem bleak, and at times in your life you may not understand everything that you're going through. But when I say that God's going to be with you walking through this, that's not what I'm telling you, what the Word is going to tell you today. But before we get into the Word, we're going to be in John chapter 1. I like to go to God in prayer. God, we come to you right now. God, we ask you to set that devil down you by his hands and his feet. And God, no matter what we are going through right now, God, we ask that you just step into it. You are the light. God, you make the heavens move. You move mountains. You let the waters, God, be still when it's in the middle of a storm. God, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more. God, I want to give you all the praise and all the glory for this day. I'm nothing without you, God. I ask that you just lift us up right now. Be with me with the sermon that I try to preach. Remove everything that's not pleasing in your sight. God, we ask that you just continue to be with us. I know that we are not perfect, but we are working to be a better person. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so excited to be with you once more. And understand that it's a privilege to be here for another day. See, I understand that you may be going through something right now. You feel like you don't need to be here for another day. But God says, no, I want you to be here because I'm doing something new inside you. But God, I know you say that. God, I'm going through it right now, God. And it seems so bleak and it seems so dark, God, that I don't know which way to go. Everywhere I turn, God, it just seems to get worse. God, it seems like I can't catch a break. It seems that my family's going through some turmoil. God, I want to flip out. God, I want to just... I feel like I'm losing my mind. I feel like I can't do anything right. God, I feel like no matter what I try to do, I just seems to get worse. God says, I want to be with you in this time of your need. Before we get into the preach, I want to get into the Word. We're going to be in John chapter 1. We're going to read verses 9 through 13. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. John chapter 1 verse 9 reads as this. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. Not a physical birth resulting from human passions or plan, but birth that comes from God. I want to go to chapter 5. I want to go to verse 5 real quick and read this. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. This is the word of God. And all of his people said, amen. I'm not going to waste so much time. I'm already getting into this thing. I want to jump into it. I really want to get into it. I want you to understand a couple of things. We ain't flipping out anymore. No more flipping out. What are you talking about, Pastor? What you talking about? I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day. And he says, you don't ever seem to let things get to you and let things bother you. You seem to be just walking on, and you can never tell something is bothering you on the inside. I said, I give it to God. Because what's the point of flipping out? What's the point of me giving somebody a piece of my mind? What is the point of making a decision of when I'm angry? Because I'm going to have to deal with the results of my anger. I'm going to have to deal with the results of me flipping out and giving that person a piece of my mind. Because that's what they need to hear. What's the point of going through it? Of saying some foul words to somebody? What does that do for you? It gives you a temporary gratification and satisfaction. But see, it's only temporary. Then we sit back and we understand and we think, man, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said those words. I shouldn't have taken those actions. Because there's something I've learned years ago. That your words have consequences. So as I was telling this man, I want to go to a parable that I think is quite stunning. See, our words are like nails. If you can picture this in your mind, of a fence being put up. You're nailing the boards to the posts that they're going to hang on. As you are driving the nails into these boards, if you make a mistake and you pull the nail back out because you put it in the wrong place, now there's going to be a hole. See, you can't cover up the hole. But even if you try to cover it up and put something there, it's still going to be there. The imperfection is still there. See, those are like our words that we use. We can say something to somebody, we're thinking it's in the right place, but we flipped out on them and said something. Now that person's going to have a hole there. I want you to think back to a time in your life when someone said something to you that was hurtful and how it made you truly feel. See, we're all overcoming things. See, and what happens there is there's a lot of holes that get put in us. A lot of nails come out of it. See, why are we continuing to perpetuate the problems that we are trying to resolve? Why are we not spreading the love? Why are we not handling things in a different way? I told y'all, and I've been telling y'all this for weeks now. Actually, from day one, that we started doing this ministry together, when God says, I need you to do something, because you're going to break a generational curse of flipping out on people. See, he's called you to do something different. He's called you to be better. He's called you to be bigger, to be stronger. See, we're not doing the things that we used to do that used to get you in trouble, that used to get you a mugshot. Come on. See, we're not going to do things that used to get us in trouble. And maybe some of you have been there. Maybe some of you, I'm not trying to glorify the past, but you know, I have a mugshot too. Because I made some choices in my life because I thought they were the right ones. I flipped out because I felt like I had to get my point across. I felt like that's what I needed to do. Then I realized God says, no, I need you to do something different now. But see, at that time that I had that mugshot taken, or I had that pass where I caught a charge, or however it may be in your life, where the power bill got cut off because we paid for something we shouldn't have been paying for. Maybe we've been at a point in time that we made some bad decisions in our life because we felt like that was the right decision. Having an inappropriate conversation with somebody. Causing problems in your household. It all comes a point in time that no matter what we go through, no matter what we do, God says, I need you to be better. Because we're not going to do the things that we used to do. As the word tells us, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, is coming into the world. See, God's going to step into your life that he created for you. And say, we're not doing these things anymore. Because I want you to break these curses in your life that's been in your family for generations. I want you to handle things a little bit better. I want you to handle things in a different way. To where we're able to lift somebody up and not tear somebody down. That we use some kind words and not no four-letter words. See, we're going to handle things in a different way. He came into the very world he created. See, God made you. So he's going to step into you and say, I want you to be better. I want you to do better. See, you may have children right now that are looking up to you. Now you need to be that role model that you didn't have. Now you need to be the one that's going to set the precedent of how to handle situations. Because you don't want your kids getting a mugshot. You don't want your kids going through the system. You don't want your kids to handle that. You don't want your kids to see the struggles that you went through. You don't want them to go through the struggles. So now we got to handle things a little bit different. See, we can't flip out. We got to stay the course. And I know it's hard because at the darkest part of your life, when you feel like the depression and anxiety are coming over your life, I got to understand that God's going to step right on in. No matter which way you turn, God's going to be right there. You can't go no further. He can pick you up. You can't run away from him. He came into his own people and even they rejected him. I want to stop it right there. People that are considered your family, that your friends, they are going to reject who you are. They're not going to like the way you walk and the way you talk because they're so used to you using foul language. They're so used to you flipping out, acting crazy. And God says, no, you're different. You're better than what people say you are. They're going to reject you just like they rejected him. But we're going to stay down the path because this is what he's called us to do. And I know it's very hard because we feel like we have those holes in us. But God says, I want to heal those holes. I want to take away the pain. See, God healed Jesus when they put the nails through his hands. Come on. Y'all better start getting really tight. Because see, God says, I want to heal in my son. I want to heal inside of you. That hurt that you have and that hole you have in your heart, God says, I want to heal that. Just like I healed my son. And no matter what they've said about you, no matter what they've done to you, you continue not to flip out. I want you just to take a second and just think about that. That God can use anything and make it a masterpiece. See, you should have been dead a long time ago. You should have been stopped in your tracks a long time ago. You should have fulfilled what people said about you, that you were never going to be able to graduate. That you're never going to land that job. That you're never going to be the profession that you've started to study in. Whether that be a teacher, a businessman, a businesswoman, a mother, a father. They always said, oh, he's going to be low down and dirty all day life. Never going to amount to anything. And that's when we knew that God said, no, they different. They built different. They do things differently. See, most of the time when we play the, when I do the podcast, I have to have music in the background. I said, no, not today. I'm not. Because this hits home for me. It truly hits home because I used to flip out and go off on people and say things, the most hurtful, disrespectful things. I used to hurt people's feelings, y'all. And I'm just being, I want to be hot about this topic. It took me a long time to realize that I got to control my tongue. I got to control my actions because people look at you in that light. Because I want to be a role model. I want to be somebody that my children and my nieces and my nephews and my spouse be like, that's how we need to act. Because I walk the walk and I talk the talk with God. And that's what I want y'all to be at. And that's what y'all are going to. I understand that you may not exactly like it. It may not feel comfortable. But we have been able to be uncomfortable. We have been able to get comfortable in uncomfortable situations. You are building a legacy in your life right now. Amongst your family. We are building a legacy, y'all. For your family. See, and it starts with you. It starts by us controlling our tongues and being able to fulfill what God wants to do in our life. But who all have believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not a physical birth resulted from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Because I'm going to make you anew. See, we're not flipping out anymore. We're turning out. We're turning out to the Word. See, we used to go and flip out on Facebook and post it out about all of our drama, all of our issues. And now we go to the book. See, we changed that. You used to call up Baby and them and go off and tell them all about your problems at your house. Now, we don't do that no more. Now, we go to the source. Now we have some uncomfortable conversations in our household. And those uncomfortable conversations are going to be the foundation that we build on. Because then when you get through the storm and when you walk a little bit different and you talk a little bit different, that's because I've been through some things. I've been through some hell in my life. I've been through some situations in my life where it should have caused me to get a divorce. Should have caused me to lose our house. It should have cost us my life. It should have costed everything. But God says, no, I'm keeping you. Because we ain't flipping anymore. Now we're turning pages. We're understanding that as we walk in this chapter of life, it's just a chapter. As we are reading the page of our life that we are in, it's just a page of the chapter that we are in our life. It doesn't define who you are. It's just a chapter. And then when God says that we are turning over something new, and that's why he says it in the word, it's not what I'm telling you, it's what the word telling you. It says the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never be extinguished. The darkness can never extinguish it. Say that with me one more time. I need to post that somewhere to somebody today. Say, the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish it. I mean, the devil can never win. He can never overpower God. Your situation is not going to take you away from God. I know it's hard to understand that. I know it's hard to go through this storm. But when my God says, I need you to stand up on the foundation that we have been building. I mean, no matter what you go through, my God's going to get you through it. I understand that no matter how bleak it may seem, that God's walking with you right now. No matter how dark it's going to get, that light is going to shine. He says, I got you covered. Three different which ways. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. And no matter what the devil tries to do, he will not win. He's going to come in and hit you like a ton of bricks. But my God says, I can move them bricks. I'm the one that created everything. I'm going to bring you all about this thing. All you need to do is continue to walk the way you need to walk with me. Hold me closely to you. Reach out and get my word, because the word's going to guide the path to your feet. Come on, Jesus. We're doing something new inside of you. When you go through these storms and you go through these situations, you're going to handle it differently. When you go through the problems of the day, God's going to walk you through it. He's going to give you the right words to say. When I sit there and I say, God, be with me in every aspect of my conversation. So people see and hear you. God, I truly mean that. I need them to see and hear you, God. And I thank you for your word. I thank you for this day, God, because we got another day to make better. God, I understand that I put a lot of holes in the fence. I understand I may have said some things in the past, God. I ask that you fix that right now. Whoever I may have hurt, God, in my past, God, I ask you to let me forgive them right now, God. Forgive me. Give my repentance, God. Let me continue to go down the path that you have lit for me. God, I'm no longer flipping out. I'm no longer the person that I used to be. I have been reborn in you, and I thank you, God, because you brought me out of so many situations that should have taken me away, and I'm still standing here, building a legacy for my family. And I thank you for the opportunity, God, to not flip out anymore. God, as we come to you right now, God, we ask that you just remove everything is not right with us right now. Whatever we may be struggling with, God, you take it out right now. God, you set that devil down. You by his hands and his feet. God, we ask that the Holy Spirit be the only spirit that has free from movement about in our life. That no matter what we go through, God, we know that you're in complete control of it. And I know it may seem dark, God, but I know that you are the light of this world. And we give everything to you. God, I lay down on my face and I give it to you, God. I put my hands up in the air and I praise you. Because it's because of you, God, that we're still here. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word that guides our path to our feet. That you correct us where we need correcting. And that when we go through the storm that we are in, God, that you give us the comfort that we need to see us be better on the other side. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen, y'all. I'm so happy. We ain't flipping out anymore. We're handling things differently. I ask that this week that God covers you and the words that we speak. They were able to do something new in this world. That we continue to let God guide our path to our feet. His word light the path to our feet. For prayer and praise requests, please text 208-906-9742. For prayer and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed. Stay blessed, because we ain't flipping out anymore.